the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. The key is this was going to be an issue. The president clearly outlined that he was going to push on this. The media was going to focus on this. The Senate Democrats were going to push on this issue. And I thought it was critically important that we outline the principles of what reform is about. Look, I think there's this false argument that's been advanced that conservatism and Republicans are anti-immigrant and anti-immigration. And we're not. Never have been. On the contrary, we are pro-legal immigration. And we recognize that our legal immigration system needs to be reformed. But we also recognize, because conservatism has always been about common sense, that we do have this existing problem that has to be dealt with in the best way possible. Now, it was dealt with in 1986 in a way that was counterproductive. Well-intentioned, but counterproductive, because A, they granted a blanket amnesty to 3 million people at the time, or that was the estimate, and B, they didn't do any of the enforcement mechanisms. And so our point is, if we're going to deal with this, let's deal with it once and for all, and in a way that this never, ever happens again.
There's Senator Marco Rubio explaining while he's a guest on a talk radio program in Florida how illegal immigration is suddenly an issue and why he supports the reform proposal that's been put forth. Immigration reform is where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, sticking to this for a good part of our hour, and the other part of it probably, depending on your calls, will be, we'll see about gun control. There are number of things that we'll bring to the surface here. But first, let's listen to Steve Ducey, Gretchen Carlson, and Brian Kilmeade talk to Laura Ingraham about Washington suddenly being interested in immigration reform again.
Does the president really want immigration reform?
Well, yeah. I mean, he kind of has all of his heavy lifting already done for him, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he wins election, he campaigns in part on this, and then, you know, the Republicans rush in, the same people who've pretty much always been for this path to citizenship, Graham and McCain. They've been very consistent on this. And so the president can go to Nevada and, if he wants, kind of one-up the bipartisan coalition and say, well, this is a good start, mm-hmm. but I really want this process streamlined even more. And I think that answer from Jay Carney was pretty telling when he said, well, we want continued border security, continued enhancements of border security. What does that mean exactly? And why do you have to do it all at one step, in one step? And I would say the reason for that, guys, is that then you can't really verify that the border has ever really been enforced. And mm-hmm. look, call me a cynic, but I do not believe that border enforcement is a really serious part of this deal so far. Well, I think it's kind of a throw-in to make people feel better, but it's not going to amount to much.
So two things. Jay Carney said that border security has never been better than under the Obama administration, that they've had stricter controls than ever before. I think deportation numbers are actually way up. But also what I find interesting is that...
Yeah, with the Dream Act... We have deportation and the DREAM Act mm-hmm. that was instituted by executive fiat. So you have basically a blanket amnesty of everybody under the age of, what was it, 28, 30? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's true. They do have some more deportations, and they can point to those. Mm-hmm. But then again, we have millions of people, 1.2 million people, who essentially have been given a right to stay here as long as they want.
But don't you find it interesting that Senator Marco Rubio is also part of this group? Because, I mean, not only for his own presidential prospects, but because he is an American Latino who does want to have some sort of immigration reform, I think partially, personally, because he believes in it, but also for his party.
Yeah, well, I don't deny that these people are for this, believe in it. I think they actually think that it's the right thing to do for political reasons, and I think they think it's just the right thing to do, period. My question, which never really gets an answer, is how does this actually help the middle class of the United States? How does this enhance wages? How does this, you know, to me, when you look at what is being done with social services in the country, what's happened to California that has more illegal immigrants today than any other state, what has that actually done to the infrastructure, the education, the medical system, Obamacare, all those stresses on an already overstressed system? I haven't heard how that actually makes life in America better for working people, legal immigrants, people still waiting for visas.
Will
for
they
family
be, will
members
they be paying
later.
Taxes? They'll be paying taxes then?
Yeah, well, as Mr. Camerata has discussed in his study from the Center for Immigration Studies, the problem with that analysis is that there's a strong percentage of illegal immigrants who are low-income earners. So they will be paying some taxes, but at the lower end of the economic spectrum, right. The cost of this to, again, taxpaying Americans, middle-class Americans, will probably outweigh the benefits in taxes collected, at least in the near future, the next maybe 10 years.
So that's Laura Ingraham's take from obviously her perspective in terms of the immigration reform discussion that's going on right now. How's this sitting with you? 888-302-DOUG is the usual call-in line. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. We begin the countdown hour today with an overview of the ongoing discussion of immigration. Here's host Alex Silverman with Edward Isaac Dover from Politico.com. They talk about the bipartisan group of senators that put together this reform proposal this past weekend.
Is the White House at all ticked that this group of senators got out in front, or is the president just glad to have people like John McCain and Marco Rubio pushing for this?
Well, it's certainly a sign of progress that there was movement in the Senate and a bipartisan movement at that. But the president had been hoping that he would be the leader on this and is hoping that with the speech in Las Vegas, he'll take back control of this issue, which he wants to make one of the main priorities going forward in the first couple months of his second term.
Senator Schumer is one of the key members of that bipartisan group in the Senate. Is the fact that it is bipartisan a good sign these days, a sign that a compromise is possible here?
It is a sign that a compromise is possible. There are Republicans and Democrats who have signed on to this deal, and prominent ones at that, not only Senator Schumer, but you have Senator Menendez from New Jersey, and you have Senator Rubio from Florida, and Senator McCain, obviously from Arizona. Those are people who can help make things move. But we have been at this point before where there's been some bipartisan agreement, where, in fact, John McCain has been leading on an immigration deal, and that was 5 years ago. And we didn't get immigration reform then.
What are some of the key points of the Senate plan, and do we have any sense yet of how that might differ from what the president's going to say?
Well, the president has so far not been very deep on details of what he'll be looking for. So the plan that was released by the group of senators is one that is a working start. It hasn't even been translated into the language of a bill that could be debated, and the president hasn't said if he'll be putting his principles into a bill. We're pretty far out still from the real debate, the real movement that happens in Congress that would need to happen before the president gets a bill on his desk.
There's some of the background. Alex Silverman on his talk radio program, Immigration Control, 888-302-DOUG, has more focus on the president, what he's doing, and what seems to be sort of behind the scenes, plus some of your calls coming up on immigration here on the Countdown.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The immigration discussion is where we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. President spoke in Las Vegas yesterday about immigration reform. He praised the bipartisan immigration framework, which was announced. The good news is that for the first time in many years, Republicans and Democrats seem ready to tackle a problem together, as said the president. Here's host April Ziesbau talking to political analyst Rob Pruse about the politics behind this bipartisan proposal everyone's talking about.
You were a consultant for a Latino opinion polling firm last fall around election time, and this year we saw more Latino voters than ever before, so clearly this is a crucial voting block.
Right, and it has become a crucial voting block, and whether it's here in Colorado or nationally. I think what's happening right now in terms of the responsiveness to Latino voters who saw immigration as an important policy issue in their voting decision is that a recognition from the Republicans that what they had done is a pretty good job of pushing away that Latino voting block when they are taking strong opposition to immigration reform, particularly a path to citizenship. Support for Republican candidates, whether it was George Bush or Ronald Reagan among Latino voters might have been enough to push a Republican candidate across the winning line in 2012 if that was the position that was taken. So I think this is a response to a loss in the presidential election as much as anything.
Yeah, is it as simple, do you think, as Latinos traditionally vote Democrat? Or, I mean, there are certainly some issues where there's crossover, right, for conservatives, maybe more religious issues.
That's true, although perhaps not that extent. I mean, they are traditionally Democratic, that's true. But when we look at the variation from, you know, really low support for Republican candidates in this election between 20% and 25%, up to not that long ago during the second Bush administration where Latinos comprised, you know, voted about 30-35% for Bush, those kind of margins can help in presidential elections.
Why are we hearing about this issue now? We all knew about the fiscal cliff and the debt ceiling and gun control and those kinds of things. Why immigration reform now? Is that by design?
I don't know if it's by design as much as it is by context. You know, presidents traditionally have a bit more political capital early in their terms, the famous 100 days. And this is a response to that, I think. You know, looking at your political opportunities, this may be the time to try to shore up those that support, at least from the president's perspective. And then from the Republicans' perspective, I think looking out 2 years from now to congressional elections and maybe some senatorial elections.
888-302-3684. We're talking about immigration. President warning that he would send his own alternative legislation if Congress fails to act. He says he refuses to allow comprehensive immigration reform to get bogged down in an endless debate. So do you think that that's, I mean, basically what we have here, the four major parts: strengthening border security, cracking down on employers who hire undocumented workers, streamlining legal immigration, and most importantly, offering undocumented workers a path to citizenship. What say you, yay or nay? 888-302-DOUG is the number on the countdown. Calls in a moment.
Healthy
soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get back to our situation here with immigration reform on the minds of people. 888-302-3684. Where are you in all of this? The framework is clear from the eight senators that have worked on this. There have been a lot of efforts to forge an immigration before. Haven't worked particularly well. There is a lot of debate about this. A lot of Republicans objecting to the pathway to citizenship, which some consider amnesty for lawbreakers. I would be in that group myself. What about you? Where are you in all of this? Let's start with Shirley listening to the countdown in Kentucky.
As a mother of five children and married to a Hispanic gentleman that is legal and dealing with illegal immigrants, that family members that have brought their children here illegally, and they want, once they graduate from college and go home, when you separate them children from the family that they grew up here with in Kentucky, it's the hardest thing to watch your children suffer. Not only my children being American citizens, but their family and friends that get sent back because they're not citizens. And when this came across, the excitement from my children and their friends and cousins on Facebook was overwhelming. And I'm still overwhelmed emotionally. And us as an American, me being African American, explaining to your children, you know, as slavery went on and us becoming legal immigrants, as African Americans being brought here against our will, why is it so hard for Hispanics, the ones that uphold the law, to become legally? I have traveled to Mexico, stayed 3-4 months working with family members to become legal. Some of them have. Some of them have been, had to stay there 10 years before they can come back. And someone that came here at the age of 15 and now is 25 and had to go home last year, it's been the hardest decision he ever made to become legal. And he got punished for it.
Well, I think I understand what Shirley is saying, and there are a lot of families that have the same sort of a story, frankly, but there are there's too much of this, we've been harmed before. The people who came here illegally haven't been harmed harmed at all, because they shouldn't. They haven't been harmed on purpose. They've been harmed, if they have been harmed, because they weren't here and they weren't following the law. I mean, they were here, but they weren't following the law. I don't get that. And then the race card gets played, and that always throws a sort of a wrench into the discussion. 888-302-3684. Let's move on now. Here's Frank in New Jersey with something that I think is on a lot of people's minds, frankly. Go ahead, Frank.
It seems that to me, from what I learned when I was in college about the American federal government, that the president is basically the commander-in-chief. He's the head of state. He can come up with ideas because he has, his crew of people around him that are basically a think tank. They come up with ideas. They pass them on to the Congress. Congress has all the power when it comes to the money, where money are spent, where the monies are spent in this country. But as of lately, it just seems that they just don't want to do anything, and they're just playing a chess game with each other, a political chess game, trying to see who can take the complete power and then push their agenda onto the country, whatever that agenda may be.
888-302-3684 on the countdown. Here's Tim in Colorado with a focus on the president.
Hey, I'm a little confused with Obama right now. I mean, all the talk about he wanted to boost the economy and all this. Now we have this to deal with. I mean, what's going to happen to the economy now that we have all these other, people, illegal aliens coming in trying to get work over here? I don't understand what he's doing right now, He's kind of, I don't know, he's changed his mind, it seems like.
The president's plan, by the way, does not mention anything about restricting the borders or border security. 888-302-3684 as we continue on immigration here in the countdown.
Black chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Let's move on into the second half hour of today's Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in Talk Radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com. You can work your way through what's new and interesting with new host ideas and concepts with the stories from day to day about what's going on in this, what is assumed by many to be their favorite format. But what we do here is examine, listen to, monitor a lot of the Talk Radio programs on the independent stations around the country to sort of get a bit of, if you'll take fingers on the pulse, that image, that's what we've got here. We have our fingers on the pulse. One of the things that is now surfacing, especially with a focus on the Super Bowl this week, lots of people, not just in sports talk radio, are onto the NFL concussion discussion. As a matter of fact, here's a round table, including former NFL player Tim Green, host Jay Thomas, and medical analyst Dr. Devai. Man, you pronounce this guy's name here better than I am. Nampa Parapili. Anyway, they talk about the president's comments that if he had a son, he's not sure he'd let him play football because it's too dangerous.
I guess I can't disagree that he wants to take a good hard look at it, but I think that it's unfortunate that he would suggest that football is more dangerous than a lot of other sports. I think if you're going to do that, if you're going to say, boy, I really want to think before I'm going to let my son play football, I think first you need to say, I'm going to really think if I'm going to let my son get into an automobile, I'm going to let my son ride a bike, go downhill skiing, play baseball, play hockey, play soccer. So I think that football is, people have drawn a beat on football because of the Super Bowl, because of the popularity of the sport. But I think that there's a lot yet to be known about how much damage is actually done.
Yeah, my question is to you. Never in my life was I ever coached, or did we ever coach kids to do anything but shoulder tackle, placing your head on one side or the other of the runner and wrapping your arms. When I started seeing defensive backs, and especially NFL, leading with their
heads, I used to say that is the craziest way to tackle. One, it's not effective, and two, it's so injurious. When do you think that started, the leading with the head?
Well, so first Tim, of all, I agree with you. I agree that leading with the head is extremely dangerous. I've coached football as well, junior league and high school football, and would never coach that way. I was never coached in college or the pros to lead with my head on a tackle. I think people are doing it now. I think it should be a strict liability. It should be a penalty. I think that football could eradicate that from the game pretty easily, and I think that it should be eradicated. The issue, I think, that's kind of up in the air and that's nebulous right now is the repeated blows to the head on the line of scrimmage. And that's something that I experienced as a lineman in the National Football League. I mean, you line up every play and you're taught to use your helmet as the impact point to stop the opposing lineman's momentum. So that to me is something that, you know, I want to see what comes out of that, but I'm not all that alarmed as everyone else is. I know that some people have had brain injuries and certainly done damage to their brain. But again, I think you have to put it into context. Football is not that much more dangerous than a lot of other sports.
Studies show that football may be more dangerous than some of the other competitive sports, at least in terms of mild traumatic brain injury. You might be more likely to get a traumatic brain injury from football compared to volleyball or soccer, baseball or softball, but you can get them in those sports as well. I think having people play at a younger age, it could go either way. I mean, people have more likelihood maybe of getting repeated brain injuries, but maybe they can be taught to play differently or more safely at a younger age and have a little bit more wherewithal to protect themselves. I think from a practical perspective, though, it doesn't make sense to ban football or really prevent people from playing or enjoying the sport. I think we should look at really first, how can we prevent some of these injuries? And second, if somebody does have a brain injury, what can we do to really treat them or get them to have better treatment alternatives early on?
Let me just throw one more thing in here. When people talk about not letting their little kids play football, I mean, to me, that's laughable. The impact created by those little kids, little 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, with beautiful helmets on their heads, that's nothing compared to the impacts in the National Football League or college. And people who say so are just flat wrong.
Well, I'm going to take my gloves off here because I'm listening to this idiotic conversation. Green doesn't know what he's talking about. I have become an expert in this area because of my connection with an operation company out of Denver called Seriscan, CereScan. You can look them up online, Seriscan.com. I went there, I studied, I continue to study, I continue to talk to people who are experts that are connected with them, connected with other areas of life that have, I've had a serious injury, and that's why I brought myself around to getting my brain tested, and then I started looking into who it was that my brain was being compared against, and they were all football players, 3,200 of them or 3,400 of them in the mix that have been tested. Since then, thousands of others have been tested, as have people who have come back from the theater of war to find out what's going on. Seriscan is able to, through a special software program that these folks created, look at the history of your brain, look at its present condition, and predict for you in the future what's going to happen to your brain. And to have Green say that it's not more dangerous than any other sport is laughable. It is ridiculous. It's an insult. The guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about because pretty much everybody who plays football is in danger. Whether they're being taught to do it, are there ways of doing touch football or other things? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about these men who go out on the field and hit as hard as they can, do as much damage to the opponent as they possibly can, and the kinds of injuries that are going on. Why the hell do you think 3,400 NFL, former NFL players, have signed on to this suit against the NFL? Because the NFL knew what was going on. They had the studies done, so they know. So they put $75 million aside. They put $75 million aside in the last NFL contract with the players. That's what was holding up the signing of it. And they finally agreed to put $75 million aside to take care of the families of players who will die one way or another. There are all kinds of stories this last year or so about various people. And now all the colleges. I mean, one of the reasons I left the board at Heidelberg Pittsburgh when I was there is because I brought this up, and it was swept under the table. I was told by people who were from the president's office on down and members of the board that this would ruin the college if we made too much of a stink about this, and that we were in conformance and compliance with what the rest of the Ohio League Division III teams were using. You know, all that may be well and good, but that doesn't mean there isn't a problem. This is a very, very dangerous sport. You may like it. You may have played it when you were in high school and college and to do the hoo-hoo-hoo stuff, but it is ridiculous and an insult for these people to fly in the face of the stats, the information that is there, that is plain as the nose on your face, that this is a very dangerous sport. And so many things are not now just coming out about what's happened over the past 10, 15, 20 years to players. So are there going to be players that will live a fine, happy, normal life after they play? Sure. Are there going to be a lot of players that are in jeopardy? Absolutely. And so I think I'm not a big fan of the president's. I can't remember the last time I agreed with him on anything except what day of the week it was. But I think he's right on, spot on this. 888-302-3684. Here's Mike Trevisano, a host in Ohio, talking about whether or not this could destroy football.
Within the next 10 years, there's a chance that NFL football might not exist because of concussions and the lawsuits and the violence in NFL football. It's too rough of a game for America all of a sudden. Did you hear what the president said over the weekend? If I had a son. Now, see, this is where the president shouldn't comment on things like this. Okay, because for whatever reason, and I'm still trying to figure it out, it's like movie stars. A lot of people pay attention to what they say. I don't know why. Movie stars are the scum of the earth. Why would you pay attention to anything they say? But anyway, unless it's about sex, or cheating on their husband or cheating on their wife, they're pros at that. But to listen to them for advice, like the President of the United States, he holds a lot of weight because no matter who the president is, because of that position. Don't forget, 50% of America, roughly, loves him, no matter who the president is. And 50% hates him. Of course, if CNN is running the poll, if you're a Democrat, 82% love you.
Yeah.
But he says over the weekend, if I had a son, I'd have to think long and hard if I would allow him to play football. We have to do something about violence. Huh? I guarantee you, within 10 years, the NFL might look like the Pro Bowl. What was the score, 62 to 49 or something? If you watch highlights, do yourself a favor, because I'm not a big Sports Center highlight guy. But watch the highlights on ESPN of the Pro Bowl. It looked like touch football. No one wanted to make a tackle. I guarantee you, that's what football is going to look like. And football is going to lose its ratings because of that. Watch and see. Mark my words. And they will try to ban football if you get more comments like the president made over the weekend.
Well, some may want to try to ban it. How about you fix it? 888-302-3684. If you fix it, does that mean people don't want to go because they're just bloodthirsty curs? The average person wants to watch all that hitting and people getting hurt? Is that really what this is all about, the gladiators and the Romans? Maybe that's what it is all about. We're no better or different than the people who lived in that era. I know when I brought this up, again, Trevor Sanders, an Ohio host. Ohio, Texas, Florida, the kids who play football in high school and college are gods. It's and a lot of my friends who are still my friends think that I am way off on this, and I just point them to Seriscan and the studies that have been done and continue to be done, and let them read them for themselves and weep. It's read it and weep time. 888-302-3684 if you want to engage in a conversation on this. One more excerpt from another talk radio program as we move on here on the countdown.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed. Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
888-302-3684, the concussion problem and the NFL's discussion of it. Here's host Danny Schaefer talking about the reason that people watch football.
President Obama says football fans are going to have to wrestle with the fact that the game will probably change over time to try to reduce the violence. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't that why we watch football? Why do you watch football? Okay, some women, they watch football because, you know, their butts look really nice in those pants. Okay? I watch football for the contact and the physicalness, not necessarily the violence. I mean, yeah, if you want to go to the extreme and say, oh, it's so violent. I watch it for the crashing hits and the physicalness of it. Yeah. That's why the game is so popular. That's why it's now America's pastime. It's not baseball. It hasn't been baseball for a while. It's been football. High school, college, pros, all of it. He says changes are probably coming, and some of those changes might make football a bit less exciting. But it'll be much better for the players. See, I'm not on board. I want to be on board, and maybe it's for selfish reasons, but I don't think they changed the game at all. They're talking about getting rid of the kickoff. I just don't think you do that. I think the kickoff is singly the most exciting thing of the game. It's the most. How are you going to start the game without a kickoff? They're talking about one of the options being considered for replacing kickoffs. If you score a touchdown, then you get the ball at your own 30. You score a touchdown, you still get to keep the ball. Okay? And it's fourth down and 15. So you can either punt or you can go for it.
888-302-3684. Gun control is the next item of informational interest coming up next on the countdown.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Let's move on now at 53 past the hour. Gun violence, a hearing that took place this week. Actually, it was interesting. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was shot, you remember, back in 2011, made an appearance at the hearing telling lawmakers it's time to act. This was the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Both sides of the gun violence debate there. I was severely criticized in 3 or 4 emails that came in yesterday by people who don't listen to half of what I say. And when it comes to this, I mean, you'd think we were talking about your children here or something with all the passion that surrounds gun control. And I understand the origin of it is mistrust of government. Nobody on the planet mistrusts government more than I do. But I still underscore, even though my comment was based on watching some of the video from the hearing where one of the parents of someone that was killed in Newtown, Connecticut, was taken back by the response of those in the hearing room that want not to have have any gun control legislation. It's just not realistic. It is going to happen whether you like it or you don't like it. There are all kinds of Republicans who are getting the message here. I was looking at Tom Coburn from Oklahoma, who says gun laws have to be updated. So where are you in all this? Let's listen to a couple of excerpts, a couple of talk radio programs that we monitor. First one is host Aaron Flint talking here to David Keene, who is the president of the NRA. The director is Wayne LaPierre, but this guy's the president. They talk about the president's proposals.
Jim Messina, who ran President Obama's campaign, now running this new campaign to enact gun control regulations. And Mike Bloomberg pledging part of his personal wealth of billions of dollars to go after you, to go after the NRA.
Right, Mayor Bloomberg was asked a couple of weeks ago how much money he intended. well, I spent $600 million fighting tobacco, so there's no practical limit. This is one of his, he's been obsessed with firearms and the right of Americans to privately own them for years. You know, not just a couple of weeks ago, Staten Island, which is one of the boroughs of New York City, is a favorite retirement place for police and existing police officers, and there are so many of them there that they volunteered to provide school security on in the borough of Staten Island for the children there. And the mayor said, "Absolutely not! Not in my city. We're not having any guns." He doesn't. He's been hostile to the Second Amendment, and what he's now doing is providing the fuel for the anti-gun movement. All of these new groups that are formed are funded by Michael Bloomberg. Messina's operation has now got the tank filled because Bloomberg's filling it up and letting him do it. The president had turned his campaign operation over to the anti-gun movement as soon as he was elected and was ready for this. We'd been predicting, of course, that if Barack Obama were reelected, he would go after Second Amendment rights, and he is now using the tragedy in Connecticut to be the pivot point from which he goes, which he does that. But even before that, within 2 hours of his victory speech in Chicago, the State Department notified the UN that they wanted the arms trade treaty, which the president had asked them to delay indefinitely because it would have come to his desk in midsummer. They said, "We want it on the president's desk for signing just as soon as possible." So as soon as the votes were counted and Barack Obama knew that he had another shot, he was going to take on the Second Amendment, and what Newtown did was give him the excuse that he needed to do that.
Many of you have heard, of course, of the conspiracy theory that all this was trumped up as a way to deal with gun control. Here's Bob Rose. I'm sorry, this is Greg Knapp talking to Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri about the gun control proposals.
President Obama wants the high-capacity magazines gone, so you can only have 10 rounds in the magazine. He wants to go back to this so-called assault weapon ban that we had for 10 years under Clinton that all the studies show did nothing. And he wants the background check on everybody, including individual sales, which I think sounds good to most people, but it all depends on how you do it. Is it going to be done to the point that it makes it virtually impossible for an individual to sell to another individual? Because they are different than federal gun dealers. So those are the three main big ones out there. What do you think about these ideas?
Well, again, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has said he doesn't intend to bring a bill to the floor that can't pass the House of Representatives. So a lot of this is just political talk. We're a long way from looking at a piece of legislation. I do think on the mental health front, on the sharing information between law enforcement individuals, a lot could be done right now. But I'm afraid we're going to waste the opportunity of what could be done to talk about things that, one, either couldn't be done, or two, we tried for 10 years and know that they didn't work.
All right, so that's it. Had three good discussions here about different items of import in talk radio here today.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.